Roger said, the reading is from Romans 8, 14 to 23 are the verses. I'm reading from the ESV. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. For I consider the suffering of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope, that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and to obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the old creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. Not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. This is the word of the Lord.
43 years ago, I know I don't look that old, but I was about 10 years old. And one night, 43 years ago, we were sitting having our tea, and the phone went, and it was the head of social services. Now, at that time, my mum was a childminder. She was a senior childminder in the West Midlands, and she was also the head of the National Childminders Union. She was the president of the National Childminders Union. And it was tea time, and it was a Thursday night, and the phone went, and it was the head of social services. And she said, Julie, I wonder if you can help us out. We've got a bit of a problem. And mum said, what's that? She said, well, we've got a baby. He's 6 weeks old, and we found him in a cupboard. And his mum had gone out and left him, and we need somewhere for him to go tonight, which is going to be safe, just for one night. We need somewhere for him to go where he's going to be looked after and warm and safe. And then tomorrow, we can use tomorrow, and we can sort out some more permanent arrangements. Can you have this baby for one night? Some woman said, of course, bring him around. And so she called around and she borrowed a cot and she borrowed some bedding and got all the stuff you need to have a baby. And Mark arrived 43 years ago. He hasn't left yet. Because what happened was that on the Friday, they weren't able to get anything sorted, and the Friday turned into a weekend, and we'll sort it out on Monday. And then one weekend turned into 1 week, and 1 week turned into a month. And after a year, social services said to my mum and dad, would you like to adopt Mark and have him as your own son? And so I know what it's like to go to court and to meet with the judge. And I didn't get to wear the wig, but I did go along when I was 10, 11 years old. And we went along, we had the big celebration, and we adopted my brother, and he became fully my brother. I've actually got a photo of him here. There he is on his wedding day. 43 years on. I thought he was far too ugly ever to get married, but there we have it, on his wedding day, getting married. But something peculiar happened just the last few weeks that was to do with his adoption. And that was that he's now of an age where he's starting to need to go to doctors for checkups and things like that. And he went along and they noticed that his blood pressure was a little bit high. And so they said to him, can you give us a family history? Can you tell us about your parents and your grandparents? And is there any history of heart disease? Is there any history of diabetes? Or are there any problems like that? And so he started giving a full history of my dad and my granddad and my grandma. My dad had a heart attack when he was in his 40s, and so they wrote that down. And my grandma died of a heart attack, and so they wrote that down. And she had diabetes, so they wrote that down. And my mum has had some questions on and off over the years about diabetes, so they wrote that down. And they wrote all the history home down. And he went home, and he told my mum, and my mum said, you muppet. None of that history, none of that family history is your family history, in the sense that biologically, we're not your mum and dad. We are your mum and dad. We adopted you and you're our son and we've loved you and you've been our son for all these years. But genetically, you're not the same as us. And he said, you know what? I completely forgot. And I think my mum burst into tears. Because the truth is that he is so much part of our family. He is such an important part. He's such a central part of our family. He's just my brother. We've never thought of him as any different from my other brothers and my sister. Mark is my brother. And the moment that we adopted him and brought him into our family, he became fully one of our family. And it might as well have been as if we shared the same DNA and the same genes, because we are one family. And we love each other, and nothing could tear us apart. This week, Corbin and Cameron have become part of the family of the Hills. They've become integrated in such a way that you could never tear them apart again. And the truth is that when we come to Christ, when we come to Jesus, the Bible says that he adopts us into his family, that we begin to share in his family history, in his family tree. We become adopted and merged and grafted into the family of God. And that once we're mixed up in the family of God like that, there's no way of tearing us apart again. In the reading that we've had today, we've been looking over a few weeks now at the book of Romans in this series called If. And in our reading today, it says this: we who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons. We have been, and we're going to be, there's this mystery of where it's partly done and partly still to come. We're going to be adopted, but there's this word groaning in the middle as we eagerly await the revelation, the fullness of what it means to be children of God, adopted into the family. That idea of groaning and waiting for the revelation is something that if you've ever been involved in adoption, you know all about. Do you know, we had Mark in our house for 10 months, and after 10 months his mum turned up and said, I want him back. And it was a terrible time of waiting to see what was going to happen. And then his mum realised that actually that wasn't very practical, and she signed the papers. But there was this groaning in our house. I remember sitting around the dinner table with tears as we waited for the paperwork to come through to say, Mark is now your brother fully. Now he's your son. He's part of your family. And it says, we who have the first fruits of the Spirit, those who've been filled with the Spirit, those of us who know Jesus and who've received him, we've got this excitement as we wait for the fullness of our adoption as children of God. And it goes on, it says this in Romans 8:13, if you didn't receive a spirit of slavery, see, in the Old Testament times and in the New Testament times, you could be brought into a family through slavery into a household. He's saying that's not what you've got. You've not become slaves of God. You did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption. You've been accepted into the family of God as sons. And then there's this lovely phrase where it says, by whom we cry, by whom we call God, Abba, Father. Abba, as you know, is that word which means daddy. We get to call God daddy, because he loved us so much that he came and he rescued us and he got us and he brought us home and he made us his sons. So we celebrate with Corbin and Cameron today their adoption as sons of the Hills family. And as we do that, we say, actually, we all understand what that's about, because we've been adopted as well. We're all adopted. Every person in this room has been adopted by God, and we get to call him daddy, father. Amen.